ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Meseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis. We'll begin by pointing out a very yesodistic machlokes between the Ktzos and the Tumim in the Geder of Mushba Mipi Acherim. The Tumim says that the din of Mushba Mipi Acherim is whether or not they the Teveas mashbia them, she'ein atem yoidem li edus, swear to me that you do not know edus in this inyan, or bein imashbia, whether you mashbia him she'tovoi v'ti'iduni. It makes no difference in the nusach of the mashbia, whether he says, swear to me that you do not know edus, or whether he says, swear to me that you will come and say edus. And the nitva responds and says, shvua, that ain ani yedelech edus, I don't know edus. Or in a case of Mushba Mipi Acherim, the shvua was said by the mashbia by the tevea, and the nitva, all he has to aid them, all they have to say is that ain on yedelech edus. With that, they respond. It's considered that they mekabel the shvua, and that's enough to mechayev them the carbon shvua sa edus. The pashtus, the pshat and the tumim that holds that the edim do not themselves have to say that I will not come and say edus, it's enough for them to say ein on yoin lecha edus and in mekabel the shvua, is because the gedder of Mushba Mipi Acherim is that with the mashbia saying the nusach shvua that counts, and the edim in mekabel the shvua that counts as if they themselves made the shvua. Lechayra, it's Greek, just like by the nishba me'atzmai, if the edim themselves swore their over alav of Leisi Shavu Mishmila Shaker, like Mavur in the Rishayim and the Taisus earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, that is even a Havmina that in Shvuas Bitu is a din of Mushba Mipi Acherim, because you're over the Shvua that goes by making such a Shvua, you're over such a lav of Leisi Shavu Mishmila Shaker. The Goyis Ashri in the beginning of the parak says clearly you're over Leisi Shavu Mishmila Shaker. And L'chayr, you have to say that you're over that lav because you see a chayv a carbon shvua, and a carbon requires azhara, so there must be azhara of the lav, leisi shava b'shmi la shaker. L'chayr, we have to add, and we have to say that by Mushba Mipi Acherim, although the edim themselves did not say a lashon of shvua, she ain't any, and we're not coming to say edus and bezdin, they just responded and said, ain't on yoin l'cha edus. By Mushba Mipi Acherim, it's considered as if they themselves made the shvua. And since it's like they themselves made the shvua, the azhara of Leisi Shavu B'Shmi LaShaker would apply in Mushba Mipi Acherim, just like it applies in Mushba Mipi Atzmai, and therefore both Mushba Mipi Acherim would have a din carbon shvua like Mushba Mipi Atzmai. That's how we would understand the Tumim. The Ktzos argues on the Tumim, and the Ktzos says, that it does not help to be considered Mushba Mipi Acherim unless the Edom say a Lashon of a Shvua Lahabo. That means the Lashon of the Shetavayu, you will come with Te'iduni, and you'll say Edus. But a Lashon of She'ovar, that they say She'ein At Yoidim Li Edus, if the Tevea comes to the Edom and say, swear that you do not know Edus from me, that would not be considered Mushba Mipi Acherim. It has to be a shvua of lahaba, a shvua in the future, a shvua of saying that I am not going to come and say edus. Shvua shetavoi v'toyiduni, or he says by pikadon also shvua shetazli v'kdoini. That is the nusach hashvua. That's considered Mushba Mipi Acherim. But if the nusach is ein lecha, I don't know edus, a lashon of ein on yen lecha edus, that would not have a din of Mushba Mipi Acherim. L'chayra, the Ktzos understands different than the Tumim, and the Ktzos understands that it has to be a Tvi of Edus. That's the din of Mushba Mipi Acherim. But if it's not a Lashon of a Tvi, come and say Edus, then it's not considered a Mushba Mipi Acherim. It has to be the only way that you could have such a din Shmuas Edus is if they are Mushba Mipi Atzma, if they swear on their own. But if to have a din Mushba Mipi Acherim, the tviya has to, and the shvua have to be a tviya of edus itself. That means Mushba Mipi Acherim together is you're being tveya them with a shvua of edus. With a shvua, you're being tveya them say edus, and when they are makrish the tviya b'sheker, they're makrish in that shvua of saying edus. And that's why it's called a kafira of edus like a shvuah, but it's not just over al shvuah labo. It's that's the kfir of din of shvuah edus. The Chazanish is matmiya on this ktsais that from the Mishnah and daf lamed aleph from the Beis and the Rishayim, it's clear that with shvuah she'ein on yain lacha edus, it already has a din of mushan pi acherim, not the way the ktsais takes on. Ktsais is the Amasal Mashbiya on the bottom lamed aleph from the Beis says clearly that if they just say back the words ein anu yoin lacha edus, it would have a din of mushan pi acherim in the Mishnah. And Rashi is also mashma like that, that with just responding and accepting the Shavua, it would have a din of mushan pi acherim, because Rashi says that it's the only time we don't consider it a mushan pi acherim is only if they're not mekabel the Shavua. If they're shasku, achra Shavua, ein kan kabel the Shavua. But if they would say, ein on yoin lecha edus, lechayr, that would be considered a kabel the Shavua, and it would have a din of mushan pi acherim. So how could the Ktzai say that Mujma bi'achirim is only in a case where the mashbiya, the edim, should tavoyu v'te'iduni. They should come and positively say edus. L'chayri, even without a tviya of tavoyu v'te'iduni, even if they say, swear to us that you don't know edus, and the edim of Makabal and the edim say, ein adn yedin l'cha edus, that also already has a din of mujma bi'achirim. You don't have to have a shvua on the tviya of edus itself. You could just have a shvur that you do or do not know edus, that you know edus and you're not coming to say edus. That alone would have a din of mujam epi acherim. L'chayr, we see from this ktsais in the tumim, a yisaitis dikim machlaikis in lamaisa, if the din of mujam epi acherim is only when they swear shetavayu v'teiduni, like the ktsais takes on, or according to the tumim, even if they say ein anyein l'cha edus. And furthermore, that according to the Tumim, L'chaira, he understood the Gedder of Mujim Pi Acherim is as if the Edom themselves swore they don't know Edus. So just like the Mujim Pi Atzma is considered a Shvua, the Gabi Shvua say Edus, whether they say that we know Edus, we don't want to come to say Edus, or Ein on Yoyin L'cha Edus, so too Mujim Pi Acherim, also if they say Ein on Yoyin L'cha Edus, that's considered a Shvua. Mashenkin, according to the Ktzais, Mushim Pi Acherim, it's as if they themselves swore. So if they say Ein on Yoyin L'cha Edus, they swore she'ein on Yoyin L'cha Edus, that's considered a Mushim Pi Atzmai. But in order to be considered a Mushim Pi Acherim, the Tviya, the Shvua has to be the Lashon of the Tviya of the on the Edus is Mushim Pi Acherim. But if it's not a Lashon of Tviya on Edus itself, like Tavoy V'Toyiduni, then it would not have a din of Mushim Pi Acherim. If the lashon if there's no tvi on the etzem edus, then it's not called a mujam pi acherim. Because the gedder of mujam pi acherim is that you tevea them with a shvua, tevea them to say edus with a shvua, and their hakosha on the tvi of b'sheker is a makrish on b'shvua, and they mean makrish b'shvua. That's machayev them. That's why it's called a kfir za edus. Kishvua, and that's machayev them a carbon shvua za edus. But if the tvi wasn't and it wasn't akasha on etzem saying edus, so then it would not have a din of mujim pi acherim. Lamaisa, the Gemara further on Daf Lamed Beis itself talks about another very important ingredient in shvuas edus. Shmuel had said that you need to have a tviya on shvuas edus. The Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis quotes Shmuel of a Shmuel ra'u shirotzach reim. If the edim saw that they're running after him, why are you running after us? Why they potter? This is a mushum piatzme where everybody would agree the lashon shvuah shein on yin l'chaedus is considered a good lashon shvuah. They're potter at shiyishmu mipiv until they hear a tviya from the teveya to come and say edus. When they hear a tviya and they swear they don't know edus, then you have a din of shvuah edus. But without a tviya, there's no din shvuah edus. Now the Gemara says that that's only by Shvuah Se'edus. The Gemara brings a brisa, Tani Kivasi de Shmuel, Ra'u Shabach Rein, Omole Matabach Reinu, Shvuah She'en on Yen L'Chaedus, Peturim. Because there has to be an outright Tviya. It's not enough that it's they're running after them and you know what their intention is. But the end of the brisa is, V'im B'Pikadayin, if that would be by Shvuah Se'apikadayin, the din would be Chayovim. Then they would be Chayiv. The Pashas HaGemara is, because by Shvuas HaPikadon, there's no din that you have to have a Tfias Edus. And the Rambam, in Hilchah Shvuas, in Perek Zayin, halacha hey paskins like this gemara kipshutai. He says echra nishbav acher shetovei bal hamamin. If you swear, it's talking about a shvus of pikadin after the bal hamamin was teveyu or a nishmi atzmai. Even though there was no tvia for mamin, ketzad ki goin shekodam va'amar lama ata hoylech acherai. Why are you coming after me? Klum yesh lecha biyadi mamin. Do I have any money of yours? Shvua shein lecha biyadi mamin. I swear that you don't have any mamin by me, which means I don't have any of your money. Hareze chayev shvuas ha'pikodin hoyl v'kofra v'nishba. Since you denied that you have the pikodin and you swore to that effect. Even though there was no tvir. And the Radvaz and the Kesef Vishnaif and Art, they say that the Mekoyer of this Rambam is our Gemara in Laflamet Beis, the Tanya Kavosi de Shmuel, that by Shvuas Apikodain, you do not require a tvir bichlal. The Lechem Mishnah asks many questions on this Rambam, but amongst them we'll point out just two of the questions. One, he asks that if it's true that in Shvuas Apikodain, you don't require a tvir bichlal, so why did the Rambam have to have a whole introduction at the case of the Gemara that even though there was no tefiyah, he going to kadam va'omar lomat to hoylech acharai? Why running after me? Klum yesh lecha biyadi mamayin, shvur shein lecha biyadi mamayin. Why did the Rambam have to bring down the whole case of Rotz Acharav? Even without Rotz Acharav, he could have just said very clearly that you don't require a tefiyah. You don't need to have a tefiyah by shvur sapi kadam. He could have just said, "Anishba mi atzma." If you swear that you don't owe him the money, that you don't have his pikadon, afa bishle tavoy, yachayv and shvuas apikadon, which is would be mashma that without any tvi at all, you could already be chayiv and shvuas apikadon. Why did he need the whole mushel of running Rotz Acharav? It's not negeya. The Braisa speaks about Rotz Acharav because it's talking about shvuas eidus. It wants to tell you a chiddush. That even Rotz Acharav is not considered a tviya. Shvuas Eidus requires a tviya in order to be chayev. When the Rambam brings down the halacha of Shvuas HaPikadon, independent of Shvuas Eidus, he did not have to mention that case. He just should have said that Shvuas HaPikadon is chayev without any tviya whatsoever. This is one of the questions the Lechem Mishnah asks. Secondly, the Lechem Mishnah asks that the following halacha, right afterwards, in halacha vav, the Rambam says, "Echad nishba lebal hamomin atzboy." Whether you swear that you don't have the pikadon, you're swearing it to the owner of the money himself, oil is shluchay habo beharsha osay, or to the shliach that has his power of attorney, shluchay shaladim kamaisay. That's enough to be chayiv in shvuas hapikadon. Now, there's a whole sugya if it helps hasha to the din of shlichus for shvuas eidus. But the Lechem Mishnah asks that why does the Rambam have to say a shluchay habo b'harsha osay, a shluchay that comes with a special din of harsha, a power of attorney? Look, because shluchay shlomim kamaisay, we know in Kol HaTorah Kula shluchay shlomim kamaisay. We don't even need a tvi of the bal hamomim. If you don't need a tvi of the bal hamomim, you just have to know. Even if you just be careful without it, l'chayr should be chayiv. Why did the Rambam have to say as if it's a chiddush that over here we'll say shluchish lon kamaisai, a shliach that comes with a harsha, with the power of attorney from the Baal HaMomain, that's considered a good enough a good enough kfirov to be chayev shvus hapikadon? It's poshet. You don't need a tvi bechlal. So the Rambam just says initial Baal HaMomain, oil shluchai, finished. We don't have to be mazver the chiddush that shluchai works because it's bo b'ashaosa. You don't need that. And that shluch shlam kamoisei, it's a davar poshet shluch shlam kamoisei. Why would I think shluch shlam is not kamoisei? It's a simple din that a shvuas hapikadon does not require a tvi in order to be chayiv. As I frek lechem mishnah. Reb Chaim in the chedusha grach l'shas says a gevaldik avort. He says that by Shvuas HaPikadon, although you're chayev, even though there's no tvia, but one thing you still need. You require a gilui das from the teveya that he wants his money in return. He wants you to return his money. Otherwise, you're not chayev in the Shvuah. Even though you swore that you don't have his money. If you don't have a gilui das that he wants his money, then you're not chayev. And he explains, because otherwise it would not have a din of kfiras mamon. If he's running after you and he wants his mamon, and you say, shvua she'en lecha biyadi mamon, I don't have your mamon by me, that's called a kfir of mamon. But if there's no gilui das whatsoever from the teveya that he wants his mamon, that would not be considered a kfiras mamon for the din of shvua sapikadon. So l'chayr Reb Chaim is being mechadesh that although it's clear in the Gemara that a Shavuos HaBikon does not require a tviya of the Baal HaMamon, but you need a Gilui Das that the Baal HaMamon wants his money. There's an in-between Hagdara for Shavuos HaBikon. Lefi zeh, l'cheretz miyushev, both questions of the Lech HaMishnah. The first Shaila was, why did the Rambam have to bring the Rotz Achrav? The answer is Poshet. Because you need to have Rotz Achrav even by Shavuos HaBikon. You don't require an outright tviya, but you need to have a gilui das from the Baal HaMamon. He has to show his intention that he wants his money. If he shows that he wants his money, so then when the nitva will go ahead and swear that ein lechav yodi mamon, that's considered a kfiras mamon to mechayev a carbon of Shavuos HaBikon. But if there would not be any gilui das whatsoever, then even by Shavuos HaBikon there would not be a chiv. And that's also the pshat in the Rambam, in Pehalocha Vav, that he has to mention that not only if the Baal HaMamon is Teveya, but even if the Shluchei Habo Basha Osay, Shluchei Shlomi Kemaisa, yes, it is a Chiddush. Because we, even though we do not require an actual Tviya from the Baal HaMamon, we need to have a Gilui Das from the Baal HaMamon. And it has to be clear to the Nitva that the Baal HaMamon wants his money. And therefore, that I'm meant to speak out, that over here also will have the Shluchei Shlomi Kemaisa is sufficient to be considered a Gilui Das that the Baal HaMamon wants his money. And the Mela, when the Nitva swears that ein lecha b'yadi mamon, it's a proper kfiras mamon and it's mechayev Shavuos HaBikon. So again, to be clear, we learned in the Gemara in Sugi, in the beginning of the Aflamed Beis, that Shavuos HaEdus requires a real tviya from the Baal HaMamon in order to be chayev. There's a din tviya in Shavuos HaEdus, and Shavuos HaBikon, although there's no din tviya outright like Shavuos HaEdus, but it does require a gilui das that he wants his money. Let's move a little further down the Amud. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Hishbi alein chamisha pa'amim, if he makes him swear five times, chutz lebezden, they came to bezden, v'haydu, they're potter, but kafru chayavim. And the Gemara brings a mekayer that kfira has to be dafka in bezden. Kfira, the shvua could be chutz lebezden, but the kfira on the mamain has to be dafka in bezden. Now, we mentioned maybe in previous shiurim, but it's kedai to mention again, that it's a machlekes, rishonim in the Hagdara, why you need to have dafka a kfira in Bezdin. The Pashtus and Rashi learns this, and Rav rishonim, that if the kfira is chutz le Bezdin, then you could always change your mind. You could always be chayzer magid. In order to be chayiv, a carbon shvuas eidus, you have to have a kfira in Bezdin, because once you're kaifer in Bezin, you say you don't know Eidus, you can't anymore be Chayzer Magid. There's a din, kimin shehigid, shuvein a Chayzer Magid. And since you toed oif with your kfira in Bezdin, that you can't be Chayzer Magid, that is the mechayiv of a carbon shvuas Eidus. Other Rishayim we brought down from the Ran, they hold a different hagdara of why you need to have a kfira dafke in Bezdin. Because it's a gzeres hakosuv that it's not called a kovesh edusai, that you're holding back your edus only in a place that the edus would help. Edus only helps in Bezdin. Chutz le Bezdin is not of a teres edus, so that's not considered being kovesh your edus. And we elaborated that according to the Ran, the ikin nekuda is not that you said that you don't know edus in a way that you can't be chayzer amagid. Even if it will be possible to be chayzer amagid, it still would be considered a kfir to mechay shvuas edus, because the aside hadavar is that you're being kaivesh edusai. If you're kaivesh edusai and you hold back the edus, that it can't be said, that in itself is mechayev a carbon of shvuas edus. Not the fact that you swore and you said you don't know edus in a way that you can't be chayzer magid. The ikur is that you're being kaivesh the edus, holding back the edus. That's what's mechayev, the din of shvuas edus. Memela, the reason why in the kfira and bezin has to be a different reason. The reason is because it's not called a proper kfira. It's not called being kaivish edus unless it's in a mokim that you could have said edus. And the mokim you could have said edus, where it's meile dusa, is only in bezin. Since the mokim you could have said edus is only in bezin, so in meile the kfira has to be in bezin also in order to be able to be mechayev a carbon shvuas edus. Remeir, Shita, this is, and we said earlier, it's in the Mishnah before, Remeir holds Mushav Pi'atzmai is Chayiv, a carbon Shvuah, even if there's a Kfira Chutz Lebezdin. Now the Ahara is that according to a mayor, L'chaira, you could still be made again in Bezdin. So what does it mean according to a mayor that Mujim Piyatzmai is Chayva Karmen Shvua with a Kfir Chutz L'Bezdin? L'chaira, the way Rav Rishonim learned, the Iker Chiyav Shvua's Edus is where you say you don't know Edus in an Oifin that you can't be Chayzer or Magid. Over here, L'chaira, you could. So L'chaira, you have to say according to Rabbi Meir, the Iker Chiyav is maybe for the Shvua, not in the Kfira. That's why it's good enough for the kafir. It doesn't have it in Teres Edus. Maybe only Mushbach Piachere Meir holds that you have to have a kafira in Bezdin. But Mushbach Piatzmai, the Chiv is for the Etzim Shvua. The Chiv is for the Etzim Shvua. They don't know Edus. Then it's sufficient to have a kafira Chutz Le Bezdin. Although it's clear in the Gemara that a kafira has to be Dafka in Bezdin, but the Gemara does say that a Shvua could be Chutz Le Bezdin. Shvua could be Chutz Le Bezdin. And the truth is that a shvuah kibichutz lebezdin pashtet refers to shvuah, whether it's mujmen piatzmai or mujmen piachem, everything can be done chutz lebezdin. On this, we have to mention a famous shitas rimegash in the Rambam. The shitas rimegash in the Rambam is that mujmen piachem is only chayev if the shvuah is in bezdin, not if the shvuah is out of bezdin. In other words, the pashtet agemar over here is that the kfir has to be in bezdin. And according to Rabbanim, both Mujim Piyat and Mujim Piyacherim, according to Rameir, Mujim Piyacherim. But the Shvua, and Pashas the Shvua, meaning the Shvua by Piyatzmai or Piyacherim, could be Chutz LeBezdin. And what is that? Shvua Chutz LeBezdin, the Kfir is BeBezdin. The Rambam Shita is that Mujim Piyacherim is not Chayev unless the Shvua is in Bezdin. The Mishnah on Daf Lam and Aleph on Beis that says, Shvi Analein Hei Pa'amim is speaking about Chutz LeBezdin. So the chayr, you see that shvuah helps chutz lebezdin. You have to say that's nafka by anu amen. If they say amen, so then it's considered like a mujim pi atzme. And the Rambam is moida by mujim pi atzme that the shvuah could be chutz lebezdin. Only in mujim pi acher, the Rambam holds it has to be a shvuah in bezdin. The Lechem Mishnah points out that is the makor for the Rambam shita is from the Pashta Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they said va'amar amen. And all the Rishonim asked, then why do you have to have Anias Amen? Tepuklei, it's Mujim Piachem. If the Teveh is Mashbia, the Eden, that you don't say, come and boy Boyavei Duni, come and say Edus. Even if they don't respond Amen, that's considered Mujim Piachem. What do you have to have Anias Amen for? So Taisad answered, according to Rashi, you need an Amen because that's Lashon Kotzer. If you just mean Mekabal the Shua, Enechanami, you don't need an Amen. The Rambam took the Gemara Mishnah literally. You need Amen because you have to have Mujim Piatzmai. What do you have to make it Mujim Piatzmai? Because the Shua is Chutz LeBezdin. When it's Mujim Piacherim, you can't accomplish a Din Karban Shua with a Shua Chutz LeBezdin. Mujim Piacherim has to be in Bezdin, not out of Bezdin. So since the Stam Mishnah is talking about Chutz LeBezdin, so therefore you have to have Anias Amen, so it should have a Din of Mujim Piatzmai. What's the Etzem Hezber in the Shitas Rambam and this Rimegash that you would need to have the Shua of Mujim Piacherim Davka in Bezdin? So the Chem Deshleim and Yevamis. And Daf Chav is mevayer that the Rambam holds that without Anias Amen, it's chaser in Ikr Kabbalah Sashvua. Because there's no Mokim for Hagadah's Edus. There's no Kabbalah Sashvua without Anias Amen. And therefore, you have to have that Shvua should be Davke in Bezdin. If the Shvua is in Bezdin, even without Anias Amen, just saying any Deilecha Edus, that itself is a Kabbalah Shvua. Because that's the Mokim of Hagadah's Edus. In other words, in Bezdin, where you could say Edus. So if there's a Shvuah in Bezdin, even without Hanias Amen, that's a Kabbalah of the Shvuah that you take a swearing that you don't know Edus. But in Chutz LeBezdin, which is not a Mokim of Hagadah's Edus, so unless you say Amen, then you're not really being Mekabel the Shvuah, because the you can't say Edus here anyway. It's not a Mokim of Hagadah's Edus. If it's not a Mokim of Hagadah's Edus, so what makes it a Shvuah that you don't know Edus? Only by saying Amen. Amen is going to say Shvuah Mepiv. But if you're not going to say Amen, so you didn't make a Shvuah, you're not going to say Edus, because of here anyway, it's not a Mokim of Kabbalah's Edus, of Hagadah's Edus. You need to have that the Shvuah should be in a Mokim of Hagadah's Edus, which is in Bezdin. If you say Amen, so then the Amen itself is a Kabbalah Shvuah, it's a Shvuah. That's Mujim Piatzmai. Mujim Piatzmai, even Chutz to Bezdin, is a Shvuah, is Chayv and Karmen Shvuah, because you are Nishba, and that you don't know Edus. That's if you say Amen. But if there's no Anias Amen, so then it doesn't have a gather of a Kabbalah Shvuah that you're not going to say Edus if the Mokim that you're being Mekabel the Shvuah is Chutz LeBezdin. So it's either Amen Chutz LeBezdin or it's a Kabbalah Shvuah in Bezdin. In Bezdin, if the Mashbi, you say Eidus, and you're Mekabbalah Shvuah, even out of Nias Amein, so then that's considered a proper Kabbalah Shvuah, because that's the Mokum where you could say Eidus. And you're not saying the Eidus, and you Mekabbalah the Shvuah that you're not going to say Eidus. So it blives a Shvuah that you're not going to say Eidus, and that's Mechayiv you in a Korban Shvuah's Eidus. As I learned to Chem the Shleim, and Pshat Nerambam, and the Rimagash, why by Mujim Piacherim, the Shvuah has to be Dafka in Bezdin. Let's pause for just one moment to summarize what we mentioned till now. We mentioned a machlekes, tumim, and ktsois of whether the geder mushim piacherim is davka in a nusach of tavayu v'teyiduni, or even if they just a mekabel the shvuah by saying ein on yen lecha edus, that in itself is also a mushim piacherim, and we said a bir hadvarim. We also mentioned two ways to understand why you need Dafka, Kfir, and Bezdin, either to accomplish that Yikivin Shigit Shuvay Nichayiz HaMagid, or to be able to have a considered being Kavish Edusai, which has to be Dafka in a Makam Hagadis Edus. Then we spoke about, before that we spoke about Tvia, we said that there's a difference between Shuvas Edus and Shuvas HaPikadayin. Shuvas Edus requires a proper Tvia, and Shavuos HaPikadon just requires a Gilei Das from the Teveya that he wants his money, and then the Kfir with a Shavuah as a din of Kfir Shavuos HaPikadon to Mechayiv HaKarbon. And we also spoke about the din that the Gemara tells us that Shavuah is Chutz LeBezdin. And we mentioned Machlekes Rishayim that if you write Rishayim, the Shavuah Piatzmai Eme Piacherim could be Chutz LeBezdin. And according to the Rambam and the Rimagash, the Shavuah of Mipiacherim, Mujim Piacherim, must be in Bezdin. And we said a Hezber from the Chemda Shleima. Let us now move on to the next Shtikl Gemara. The Gemara talks, goes in the Mishnah of Kofrush Neim Ka'achas Chayavim. If the both Eidim were Kofr at the same time, the Chayav. The Gemara asks, so Yef Shlet Samtsim, they can't do it at the exact same second. The Gemara, Rav Chizda quotes and says it's going according to Yisya Glili, Dom Yef Shlet Samtsim. Rabbi Yechanan says it goes according to Rabbanon, but the case is going shekafru shneim b'seich de dibur and v'teich de dibur k'dibur dami. They were kofer at the exact, not the exact same second, because the efshalat samtzim, but it was teich de dibur. Now over here we find a machlekes rishayim. Tois is mefarish that's considered b'bas achas, because since it's teich de dibur, the rishayim could still be chayzer. If the first aid could still be chayzer, that's called b'bas achas. And that's why Toisatim Mechadish, that the Rishon could be Mechayzer, even Teich De Dibur of the Sheni. So as long as the Sheni is Teich Dibur of the Rishon, it connects the two Eidus together. And once it connects the two Eidus together, the first Eid is able to be Chayzer. As long as the first Eid is able to be Chayzer, that gives it a din that they were Kofer Bebas Achas. The Bira Dvarm L'Chayre is that you always judge the Eidim as if they were made at the Gemar of the Teich De Dibur. That means the chalois of their Haggadah's Eidus is sealed, or is in effect, with the Gemar of the Teich De Dibur, the end of Teich De Dibur, where they're not able anymore to be Chayzer. And definitely in a Kfir of any idea, which is being Kavish your Eidus, as long as you could be Chayzer, L'Chayr, that's not going to be considered that you were Kavish your Eidus. You can't be considered that the Eidim were made a proper kfira until there's no return. The no return is after Gemar of the Teich De Dibur. So once you have Tosfos's Chiddush, that until the Gemar of Teich De Dibur of the Sheni, the Rishon could still be Chayzer, so then that is what constitutes a kfir bas achas, as long as they could still be Chayzer, the kfir is not Nigmar. And since the Rishon could still be Chayzer, it's called Bebas Achas. And when they both can't be Chayzer, so then it's considered a Kfir for both of them. And that Kfir Mamish is a Kfir Bebas Achas. That's L'Chayra, the Mahalach, according to Tosfos. The Tosfos Rosh learns a little differently. He says, even though the first aid cannot be Chayzer, it's still considered Bebas Achas. In other words, the Vada, the first aid, can be Chayzer, Teich Dibur of his own aidus, but he can't be Chayzer, Teich Dibur of the Sheni. It's still called Basachas. Why? As long as the Sheni was Kofer Teich De Dibur of the Rishayin, and Teich De Dibur is Kedibur Dami, it's considered as if they were Kofer Shneim B'tzimtzum Basachas, as if they both were Kofer at the exact same moment. Now, although the first one, L'Chayra, can't be Chayzer. L'Chayra, you have to say, according to Tosfos Rosh, that his Havana is that Teich De Dibur is like one's man. If Teich Dibra is like one's man, so as long as the second said it was kai for the edus Teich Dibra of the Rishain, it's all one's man. That's called Vas Achas. Even though the Rishon does not have the ability to be chayzer, we don't need that. We just need to consider it one's man to be considered vasachas. And it is one's man. Teich Dibra is his man, even though it's already after the time he could be chayzer. L'chayr. And that will be Havana in the sheet of the Tosfos Rosh. Further on in the Gemara, towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara talks about an Eid Echad. The Gemara says that a machlaikis, if an eid echad that's kam l'shvua, if he's really considered kam l'mamon or not, the Gemara says lein bo kamifgi mar sav eid echad kios l'shvua de ka'asa, and he's not only coming for shvua, not for mamon, so it wouldn't be mechayev a kam shvua seidus even when he's neman. Mar sav eid echad kios l'mamon ka'asa, he's coming for mamon. Rashi says, what does it mean that l'mamon asa? He says the eid echad is mechayev mamon. The Van Damer holds Eid Echad is only kam l'shvua. He says if he's made that he's chayiv mamon, he's not mechayiv mamon, only a shvua. So the Haggadah is not a Haggadah chashuva, and it's not mechayiv a korban shvua. The other Van Damer holds the mamon also. He dash in the pasuk chalav l'chol chatis l'makis in ancient. I will come who le mamon. The Gemara goes back and forth to Shaka Mataria, and the Maaseh the Gemara has to say the machlekes is a different svara because everybody holds that Eid Echad is not kam l'mamon. The Rajma asks on Rashi that it's not mistavr to say the Maksha made such a mistake. He thought it's mamish mechayim mamon, eidach is mechayim mamon. And therefore, it's not mistavr to say that's the pshat in the machloikas. Therefore, the Rajma learns, like the Rimi Gash, that Enoch and Ami, even the Havin of the Gemara, they knew that an eidachot is not mechayim mamon. But since an eidachot is mistavr for another eidachot to be mitzi mamon, that's choshuv that is osi l'mamon. It's coming from mamon. Well, the chayra, we have to understand the words of the Rimigash. If the Eidecha is not Mechayim Mamoin, so what's the tzad to say? There's a carbon shvua seidus. Just because he can mitzdar for another Eidecha to Mechayim Mamoin, that's called l'mamayna ka'asa. So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, in Shvuas and Perikhes, Halacha Ches, is mevayer that what he means to say is that that's a hoichacha, that it's an eidus on Mamoin. Since if another Eidecha would come, it would be mitzdarif. So that means the eidos of each one is on chiyav mamon. It's just that it's not enough to have an eid echad on chiyav mamon. But what is it being made on? He's made on a chiyav mamon. In other words, according to Rav Shach, the ikan nidin was, and the machlekes of eid echad, kam l'shvua l'mamon, is what is the eidos of the eid echad? If the eidos of the eid echad was the shvua, that he's mechayiv only a shvua, and just if the nitva is not going to swear, then he's mechuyiv to pay, so that's only a goyim l'mamon. On the other side is that no, v'eid echad betzim is mechayiv mamon. It's just that l'maisa we can't be mechayiv the nitva mamon al pi'eid echad, but his edus is on chiyav mamon. Memela, when another eid echad comes and also says chiyav mamon, then together they can mechayiv mamon. So that means the nekudas ha-machlaikas is if the ikar bi of v'eid echad is on chiyav mamon, that's what his edus is. Just that you could pater with a shvua, or the ikar chiyav is taka only for shvua. But both would hold a maskim of no havamina to say that eid echad is mechayev taka mamon. We could possibly use the words of the Avi Ezri to explain and clarify three other nekudais in the sugya. Number one, the hemshech haGemara is that hacha bal pligi. What are they really arguing about in davar agoyrim l'mamin? Everybody holds Eid Echad Kiyos L'Shvua Kasi, V'ach Bok Mifgi Mar Sava Dova Germ L'Mamin Kim Mamin Dami, and it can be Mechayiv, it's like coming for Eidus Mamin, and therefore it can be a Din Karbon Shvua, or Mar Sava Lav Kim Mamin Dami. L'Chayr it's Mevor from the Gemara, that the Chiyah Shvua Se Eidus is only where there is a Hefsid Mamin. So therefore, one Man Dhamma says, where it's only a Germ L'Mamin, you're going to be Potter. But you have to have a Hefsid Mamin. There's no Hefsid Mamin L'Maisa, it's only Germ L'Mamin. That's not enough to be mechayev. If that would be the Havan in the Gemara, it would be a har on Taisvis and Daf Lamed Aleph. We had mentioned previous shurim. Taisvis says from Masachi Bekuvia Edus that a Masachi Bekuvia chayev and shuas Edus, even though the Edus doesn't help anything at all, and there's no hefsid moment because it has a shem Edus midoy raisa. L'chayev from this Gemara is mevur that you need to have a hefsid moment. But b'fi what we said before. From the Avi Ezri, we can explain the Gemara a little differently, and it's not a kasha on Tosfos. that when the Gemara says that Erechot is potter because only Gerim Lamamain, it doesn't mean because there's not clearly a Hefsin Mamin. That's not called a Borodik, a Hefsin Mamin, a clear Hefsin Mamin, because it's only a Gerim. What the Gemara means to say, Vic, is that it's not called an Eidos of Mamin. The Iker Tam of the Manda Amar, that Dover Gerim Lamamain, Lav Kamamin Domi, Legabi, the Chiv, Karbon, Shvus Eidos, is that that is a vise that shows us that the Eidos of the Erechot is not an Eidos of Mamin, because it's possible to swear and be potter. So it's not Nechshav Batzmusa in Eidos Mamin. If it's not Nechshav Batzmusa in Eidos Mamin, so it's not Machayev, a Karbon Shvu. So if we apply Yezra's understanding of the Eidos of Neid Echad, that Mandamer held, it's not called an Eidos of Eidos Mamin, so that you wouldn't prove that you have to have Dafka a Hefsid Mamin. That's one Nakuda. The second Nakuda is that the Gemara explains and says the Svara is, on Amar Beis, that the reason why Neid Echad is not Machayev Karmi Shvua is because Miyemar de Mishtabat. Who said he'll swear? Well, the Tzad that he's Machayev Mamin is because maybe he won't swear. If he doesn't swear, so then he's going to Machayev Mamin. We're not sure, we're not clear, it's not clear if there will be Lemaisa a Chiyav Mamin. That's the tzad of where it's not called Lemamin. L'chayra, the Tamar Abtur is because the Hafsid is not Borer. The Lashon is Miyemar de Mishtabat. Who said that he'll swear? It sounds like that since it's not clear that there will be a Hafsid Mamin, or within the case of Chashash Shvuah, it's not clear there'll be Hafsid Mamin, so that's why there is no Chiyav. But the Chiyav Shvuah say, this is not good, Hefsid is bar. But L'chayra, if that's true, so how can we say, if Kofr Shneim Ka'achas, Yechayev? We said, according to Tosis, because the Rishon can be Chayzer Mimayda. Why don't you say that Mechateis will be Chayzer Techdei Dibur? Mechateis will be Chayzer, so the Chiyav is not bar. So when the second aid is being Kofr, he's not being Kofr in a Chiyav moment, because who said there'll be a Chiyav? Maybe the first won't be Chayzer, maybe it won't be Chayzer. How do you know? It's not clear. But Lafi, the Avi Ezri, again, it's Miyushiv. Because the Gemara doesn't mean miyem in the Mishtabit that the Hefsid Mamin is not Bor. That's not the Kavanah of the Gemara. The Kavanah of the Gemara is that since it's not clear if they'll come to a Hefsid Mamin, then the Eidos is not an Eidos on Mamin. Since you need also that the Kenegdai should make a Shvuah, and it's only Tnoitai de Shvuasai, and miyem in the Mishtabit who said the Noital will swear, the Gemara is talking about Kenegdai Chashval Shvuah, so since there's no Hechet that'll swear, so might not come to a Chiyav Mamin. So that means that it's not the Erech has not been made on Mamin. The Ikin Nakuda is that called an Eidos on Mamin or not? Not whether that Lamaisa the Hefsid Mamin is not Bor. So again, we can apply the Svara of the Havana of the Avi Ezri, that the Nakuda is that the Erechel is not coming on Eidos Mamin. It's not a Chiv Eidos of Eidos Mamin, and that's why there's no Chiv Kamer Shvuah. But it's not Tully in the Hefsid being Bor or not. And the third Nakuda we can apply to Avi Ezri is in the Rajba. We had mentioned this Rajba early in the Flamet Aleph, that it said Misachi Bikuvia is considered a Hefsid Mamin. According to Rapapa, who holds Dava Gerim Lamamin Kim Mamin Dami. So therefore, if we would have been made, the other one would be maybe be embarrassed to swear and be causing a Chiyav of Mamin. So therefore, it's Shayach Achiyav and Karmen Shvua. And the Achrayim had asked a number of questions on the Rajba. First of all, the Achrayim asked on the Rajba, how could the Rajba say Rapapa holds Dava Gerim Lamamin Kim Mamin Dami? And now, as Sugi's before, the Tanava Mishnah holds that Dava Gerim Lamamin is Lav Kim Mamin Dami. And since it's Lav Kamam and Dami, that's why Eidecha is not Mechayev Kamen Shvuah. It's Lav Kamam and Dami. That's one Shaila. A second Shaila is that why did the Rajma have a Tshver from the Gemara that says Miyem de Mishtabit? The Gemara's Kasha is because the Gemara is taking on the Dava Gerlum Mamin's Lav Kamam and Dami, like the way Rashi explains the Gemara. And the Rashi will is not be Mefarish to come on as a Gemara that it's not an Eid Mamin, not like Rashi. Because then what's the Gemara's Kasha? You can say it's good with the kavanah of Abaye, call Moedim Yepotim because of that reason. It must be like Pashas, like Rashi, that the Gemara's Kashi is on the tzad that Garim Lamamin is Lav Kamamin Dami. So therefore, Miyem in the Mishtabit, so it's not for sure to be a Chiyav Mamin. Also, another Shal on the Rajma is, on the Rajma first teretz is that it helps the Eidos, the reason why Eidos from the Sacha, the Kuvi, is Mechayev and Korban Shvuah is because it helps the Gabi Tvisa. Just like in Eidechad Choshen, you say Miyemer the Mishtabit, why don't you say by Tvisa also Miyemer the Titvais? Who said there'll be a Tvisa? These are Ores on the Rajba. But Lafidi Avi Ezri, all these Ores are not Shver. Because the Nidin now is Sugya of Dova Gerim, the woman Kamam and Dami, is a Nidin if the Eidos of the Eidechad is considered an Eidos Mamin or not. That's the Ikin Nakuda. Not is the Maisid going to be a Hefsid? Do we consider it there's a hefsin mamina, not a hefsin mamina, there's a chiyav bara, not bara? That's not the nekuda. The nekuda of our sugya is that if you hold dava gerim lamamin lav kamamin dami, that means that the edus of is not an edus of mamin. And legabi that we hold like the rabbanon, that's not an edus of mamin. But the rajbas have a different nidin completely. The Rajma is talking about hefsin mamin. That's also a requirement for Karman Shavuos Eidus. And the Rajma's problem was that by Misachi Bekuvia, since the Rabbanan not can accept the Eidim, so there's no hefsin mamin. The first teretz was hefsin mamin legabi tefisa, and the second teretz is like Rapapa, that garbi l'mamin k'mamin dami. So the Rajma is not discussing if the Eidus is the Eidus on mamin or not. The Eidus is talking about, do we have a practical hefsin mamin or not? For that, the Rajma answers very nicely that according to our Papa, it's enough. With that, there's a tzad of hefsid because dava could be a garim l'mamin. Even a hefsid rochik, that is, even the first teretz, a shaykh tfisa, is also enough to be considered a hefsid mamin. So the third kasha is not shver because you're not going to say miyemer the titfais. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is as long as it's shaykh to have a hefsid mamin, that's called enough of a hefsid mamin legabe chiyash vus eidus. That's what the Rajma means when he says, a papa holds garim l'mamin k'mamin dami. He means the gabe sacha bikuvi. Over there, but the rice, the Eidim Aksherim. So it's Eidim on Mamun for sure, Eidim on Chiyam Mamun. The only thing is that Lamais, we're not going to Makabal the Eidus, because Midrabana the Psulim, and you also require a Hefsin Mamun in their Eidus in order to Mechayev a Karman Shvua. So for that, the Rajma answered that Lagabi Hefsin Mamun, it's enough that they were Gurim Lamamun. That the Rajba asks afterwards from the Gemara, Amiyemi the Mishtabit, Lachari, he's saying that according to where a Papa holds, that somebody's Eid Mamun, not Torah, is considered Eid Mamun, and any tzad hefsid in the kfir is enough for chayish who is eidus. So why did you say that also by an eidecha the gabi choshen? Because of the amenatayr it's eid mamin be'etzem. It so must be that the hefsid from the kfir has to be hefsid borer, and that was the gemara's teretz. And that's what Rashi's asking. Why is it even the psulim drabbanon, which is enough to have a hefsid, which is not a hefsid borer? But that's a different in nidoy. The Rashi is also just discussing how much of a hefsid borer you need in order to be called a hefsid. But the main explanation is that the chil between our Gemara and the Rajma's case is that the nidim in our Gemara is whether it's an edus of chiyav mamin, and the Rajma's being done if it's enough to be considered a hefsin mamin. So again, we're applying, there's a third example, we're applying the Avi Ezri's svara, the Avi Ezri's havana in Eid Echad is kam l'shvua, which means that the edus of the Eid Echad is the edus on Shavua, not Eidus on Mamun. And they should connect. They also, when the Gemara says, Miyem with the Mishtab, is because we're trying to accomplish that the Eidus is not Eidus on Mamun. Dova Garm Lom Lav Kamamadami also is to accomplish that the Eidus is not Eidus on Mamun. But if it would be an Eidus on Mamun, then the Nidin only is the Gabe Hefsid. And for that, it's enough. The Rajma points out, Mahaz Mechadish, that it's enough, Gairim Le Mamun. But it's two different Nidainim. Just to walk away, that means the Iker Shakel Vatai of the Sugya is in Eidus. Is the Eidus the Eidus on Mamayin, or is the Eidus only on Shvua? I would like to mention an important Na'ara on the next Gemara, on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara says, HaKoyel Moedim Be'eit Soita Shechayev. Everybody agrees that by an Eid Soita, which is Neman, Yechayev HaKorban Shvua, we're talking about, the Gemara says, an Eid Tumma Drachmana Hemna. The Torah believed it, Nechsev Eid Ein Bo, Kol Sheyesh Bo. The Tosis in the beginning of Soita is Ma'ir, and it's clear like that in Tosis Bava Kama, that the Chiyev HaShvua Se'edus is only when it's a mitzvah to say Eidus. We had mentioned this in the previous Yurim. And in the Sugi over there in Bava Kama, in Aperek HaKoynes, is Mevor, that there's no chiyuv, no mitzvah to be made by an echad. There's no im l'yagid v'nos avoyne by an echad. So the chayin eid soita, which is only an eid echad, there's no mitzvah l'chiyuv l'hoyed. If there's no mitzvah l'hoyed, so there shouldn't be a chiyuv shvuas eidus. So Taisa answers, and Taisa says, eid echad is potter, is only by eid shvua because the chiyuv is not bor. But with eidusa is vadi mechayim mamayin, so there's also a chiyuv l'hoyed. So by Eid Soita, with the Eidos of the Eid Echad is Neman, it's Vadi Mechai Mamin, so therefore there would be a mitzvah Lahoyed, and may be shocked to have a Chiyiv Karban Shavuos Eidos. The Gemara later asks on Elazar Shimon, that it holds Mashbi Eid Echad is Chayim Karban Shavuah, but the Gemara Mabakam is a Vord, there's no Layagin Nasavainai. So the Velt asks on Elazar Shimon, how could you say that Mashbi Eid Echad is Chayim Karban Shavuah? Lachayr is no Chiyiv to be made. But again, if your whole Dava Gerim Mamin is Kemamin Dami, and the Zachia Mammon Bor, the Vadi Achim Mammon, so then it's included in Layagid, the way Tyson explains my Saita. Wherever there is a Vadi Achim Mammon, that means your Edis is Vadi Machai Mammon, then there is a Mitzvah Lahoid. So once the Mitzvah Lahoid, then you can have Achim Kamishwas Edis. Think Marma Bakama is going to Mandam, and Dava Garam the Mammon Lav Kamaman Dummy. And Mela is no Chiyav Mammon Bor, no Vadi Achim Mammon, so there's Vaita no Mitzvah Lahoid. If there's no Mitzvah Lahoid, then it wouldn't be a Chiyav Carbon Shavuos Eids. It's totally Zeh Bozeh. When you hold there is a Chiyav Mammon Bor, Dava Gan Mammon, Kamaman Dummy, and then it'll also be a Chiyav to be made. And once it's a Mitzvah Lahoid, there's also a Chiyav Carbon Shavuos. Let us now go to Laflam and Bezim and Bez. The Mavid talks about that a Koel Moedim, everybody agrees, but Shekeneg de Choshel de Shavuos. Everybody agrees by Keneg de Choshel de Shavuos. That if the Baldina is Choshal Shvu and he's Kaifa Mamin, and Edechad knows Eidos, and there must be him, they should say Eidos and he's Kaifa is Chayef, because those are the one of the Tzadin and the Shboim and Neitlin. It's a Mishnah in the end of Sech Shvuas, Memdalit, that there are certain examples, even though Midirais all Shvuas are Shvuas on Iftarim, like in Echad or Maidim Mikzas, you swear in Yepater, there's also examples of Shvuas on Neitlin. Connect the Choshal Shvuas, Shvuas on Neitlin. So if you had no Eidus, you can make a Shvuas HaNeitlin, so there's involved a Chiyav Mammon. So in the Vur in the Gemara, that the din of Shekneg Nishav HaNeitl applies also to Shvuas Eidechad. Really, the Shach brings like that from a Shvuas HaRosh, and the Kiveg is Ma'ir on the Shach, it's a Ferish Gemara. You see clearly in the Gemara that on Eidus and Eidechad, you could have the din of Shekneg Dechosh al Shvuah, that if he's Chosh, then the Shekneg the swears, and that's one of the dinim of Shvuas HaNeitlin. It's very interesting Kasha from the Tosafot Rosh in the Sugya. The Tosafot Rosh asks, why doesn't it help an Eidim Sayeya to patim Shavuos HaNeitlin? The Eidechadim Sayeya. So they should be patim from having to swear Shavuos HaNeitlin. So the Shach says that it's in Pezayin that the Eidechad can't do both. An Eidechad can't be poil two pu'ulis. That means the Eidechad is being Mechayv HaShavuos to the Nitzvah. He's Mechayv HaShavuos. Eidechad is Mechayv HaShavuos. He can't swear because Chosh al Shavuah, so now we switch the Shavuah over to the Kenegdai. Kenegdai, Chosh al Shavuah, so now the Neitel, the Teveah, could swear as Shavuos HaNeitlin. So now what do you want the Eidechad to accomplish? L'maisa, he said like the Neitel. He was Mechayev the Nitva Shavuah, so let him be considered an Eidem Sayeah to pater the Teveah from a Shavuah. He can't do both. He can't be Mechayev the Nitva Shavuah, which is what started the whole process of forcing of switching over the Shavuah to the Neitel because he was a Choshud, and you can't, now you want him now also to be Messiah for the Neitel, it can't be both. The Tosafot Rosh answers differently. Tosafot Rosh says, it's really true as Maimonides, it says that a Choshud doesn't help aid Messiah. Because if we would say it's Neitel without a Shavuah, so then that means Eidechad is Maitzi Mammon. The Eidechad was made like the Teveah, against the Nitzvah. So, and the Nitva couldn't swear. Normally, the Nitva has to swear against the Eidechad. The Nitva couldn't swear against the Eidechad because he's a Choshal Shavuah. So, we have to make the Neitel swear, the Teveah swear. And that's one of the Dinim Shavuos HaNeitlin. If it's going to help, you can say it, Masayeh, to Patrim, so then it's going to end up that the Eidechad really is Machayev, Maitzi Mammon. The Eidechad alone was enough to be Maitzi Mammon. Says, you see, Benaschar Avavu like that in the Hemshech of the Sugya. And over there, the Eid is made on the Chatifa. So really, they're saying you grabbed it. So even though the lechayr over there, the nitva could be makrish and say leichotafti. So and then the aid does not be mitzi mammon. He says leichotafti and he swears leichotafti. He didn't say that. He said in chatvi di chatvi. So then on his own accord, he put himself in a position that he can't swear negated echad and mitoch shen yochli shav mishalim. But by the choshe, the Tais Rosh says if the shekneged is giving neitel without a shvua, that's considered echad as kam lemoment. That's how he says. It blives the din of kam lemoment. Right, but so you have to understand that by Shneim Chashudim, so why is that Eidechad Nemon? It's Eidechad become the Mammon then. If that's true, that whenever it comes out that there's a Chi of Mammon based on just an Eidechad, even though the Eidechad didn't come for that, the Eidechad came to Mechayev Shvuah to the Nitva. He can't swear, so then the Neitel has to swear, that's the Din of Kenegde Choshal Shvuah, and it ends up, if you say Din of Eidem Sayyeh, then he's going to be part of Meshvuah and be Maitzi Mammon. But it's not the Eidechad, really, he's being Maitzi Mammon. So the chayyur, if you say that every single time it comes out that there's a haitzos moment based on a edus meirecha that's called an eirecha, it's come the shvuah. So when shneim chashudim also the eirecha then is come the moment. The Shach got to answer that. It says that over there the eirecha is not come to mitzi moment. He's coming to the din of keneg nishma v'neitel because through his edus the teveh has to swear and be neitel, even though the pile to be haitzos moment.
because he's a choshev, zimitoich, but echad is not coming to him, moitzi mamon, he's coming to the din of shkireg nezer v'noitel. By a stam choshev, the din de raisa is that it induces the mamon, because the din of mitoich. So that's cool, that echad has come le mamon. But by the case of shkinegde, l'chayra, it's still welcome to say that the echad should be able to be moitzi mamon, not be moitzi mamon, it's not a zika edus. It just comes out like that, that'll be moitzi mamon. But this is not really our sugi over here. But the kaponim, the aura is there, that Taisa Rosh, the aura is there, that the aid misai, that should be the aid echad, that's saying that the nitva is b'chuyim mamon, should also be considered aid misayay, the pater from shvua is hanayt. And the ma'isa, the Rosh says it can't, because that will blive an aid that's kam l'shvua. Let's now move on to the next Gemara. The Gemara in the middle of the Amid says, Amar ha-papa, koil moedim be'aid misa shu chayiv. Everybody agrees that in the case of an aid that's made that the husband is dead, that he's chayev, a carbon shvua, if he denies saying aidus, because he could have been chayev the ksuba. Ha'kel moedim be'ed misa shu potter. And the Gemara explains, ha'kel moedim be'ed misa shu potter, v'is damal al didido, he tells her, v'li amalu lebezin, doesn't tell bezdin. Disnano isha shamar meis ba'al tinasim meis ba'al tis yabim, because she's believed to say over that aidus that her husband is dead, so mele the aid echad was not necessary. Now that's the Hakol Meidim Beid Misa Shu Potter. Hakol Meidim Beid Misa Shu Chayev. The Amal Lo Lididov. The Amal Lo Lebezdin. He didn't say Edus not to her, not to Bezdin, and therefore by holding back the Edus, Rashi explains he caused her a loss of Ksuba, because if he would have come and said Edus that the husband is not alive, it's Meis Bailo, then she would be have a right to collect Ksuba Mina Yerushim, and by not saying the Edus, he caused her a Hefsid Moment. The Hefsin Mammon is the Ksuba. L'chayra, the Chi of Ksuba is not because of the Nemanus of the Eid. The Eid Echad is Neman just to say Meis Baila. Once it's Meis Baila, and once she goes and marries out, so that's Mitzad Din Medrash Ksuba, that Shinasi Le'acher, once she goes and marries somebody else, so then Titli Ksubasa. I mean, that means it was Neskayim, the Tanai of the Ksuba, L'chinasi Le'acher. So Memela, she has a right to collect her Ksuba. So we can ask that why is there a chiyuv karban shvua in a case of eid misa? L'chayr eid misa is not mechayev mamon beidusai, and therefore by not saying eidus, he's not causing her loss of mamon. It's just that his nemanis is to say meis baila, and once it's meis baila, it was neskayim the tanai of the ksuba l'chtinasi la'acher. Once the tanai of the ksuba was neskayim, then she could collect money. But that's not a direct eidus on mamon. So withholding that eidus is not causing her, not can be considered a causing her a loss of money. It's mefurish and rishayim that if there's a loss of money only through a tanai, you can't mechayev the eid or carbon shvuas eidus. For example, if Reuven's mechayev himself $100 to Shimon amanas, that Levi will say eidus and bezdin. If Levi doesn't say eidus and bezdin, so it wasn't in the sky in the tanai, and then Reuven's not mechayev money to Shimon. So even, or if he says eidus, then he's mechayev him. So you can't mechayev Levi a carbon shvua if he doesn't say eidus, even though with that he's mafsid money, because the chiyuv of carbon shvua to eidus is if you cause a loss of money by not saying eidus. But if your eidus is not on the mamon, your eidus is on something else, and only mitzada tanai is a chiyuv mamon, that's not mechayev the carbon shvua. So l'chayr over here, the chiyuv ksuba is not the etzim eidus. It's just a tanai that was neskayim al yedei the eidus, because she was permitted to remarry based on the eidus of the eid echad that meis baila. Once she's permitted to remarry, so then it's neskayim the tanai of the ksuba of lechinasi l'acher titlik subasach. When she gets able to marry out, she collects her ksuba, and then she would have been able to collect her ksuba by not being made. Indirectly, there's a loss of money, but it's only yedei tanai. So Rav Chanan in the Kevitz Ha'oris in Simen Chaf Alef Oizvav is miyashiv and says mechiyach from this Gemara that it's not doyma to a tanai. The chiyuv ksuba is a direct teilada from the heter nisuin. So that means that in his edus, that meis baila really licked tzvei zachen. There's two things in his edus. Number one, there's an edus that meis baila, which is an edus of heter. If he's neman, then she is muteres to marry out. And it's also, there's a nemanis, the gabi ksuba. It's a direct teilada from the nemanis of the edus of nisuin. So once you mekabel the eidus legabe nisuin, you also mekabel the eidus legabe ksuba. So mele, it's not doyma to a tanai, it is definitely a chiyuv karban shvua. By not saying that eidus, you are mafsid her the mamon of the ksuba, which is directly the anemanus of his eidus. It's not just a din tanai. And the Mela, the Eidechad, by not saying it, caused the loss of Mamnitz, Chayv and Karman Shvua. As I talked to Noble Chanan. The Achrayim ask a different Shaila. The Achrayim asked that how could be Chayv a Karman Shvua with Eidechad of Meis Baila, by withholding such Eidos, we hold that an Ephras, Menichsi Yisayim, with Sifrel Bishvua. If you, in order to collect her ksuba from the nechasim of the assignment, she would have to swear. So since she would have to swear, we could taina miyemer de mishtabas. Who said that she'll swear? Well, maybe she won't go ahead and make a shvua, and maybe she won't be able to collect the ksuba from the assignment. So by not saying edus that meis baila, he not necessarily caused her hefsin moment. Possibly she wouldn't have been able anyway to collect Mamin, because she wouldn't have sworn, she wouldn't have made a shvua to collect from the Yisayim. The Dvar of Ram in Chelek Beis Simin Lamed Beis is Miyashiv Diskasha, and he says that only by a choshud, and the Gemara says Kenegdei Choshal al Shvua, there's a taina of Miyemar. That's Mevatal the Iker Edus, and it says it's not an Edus of Mamin. Mashenke by Ksuba, the Edus itself of Meis Baila is an Edus of Heter and it's an Edus of Mamin. It's Eidus of Mamin, because automatically, if Meis Bailet is a Chiyav Ksuba, and she has a right to collect her Ksuba. Ah, Yeltaina, Mechatesa, she ever would have been able to collect her Ksuba, Zedin, to swear to collect from the Yisayimim, that the Nefras Mnich Yisayimim Leif Sifrel B'Shvua, that Chiyav Shvua is not Megareya in the Eidus of Chiyav Mamin. It's Eidus of Chiyav Mamin. There's a new Takana. In order to collect from the Yisayimim, you have to also make a Shvua. You can't say that's the Megareya, and that should tell us that now the Eidus is not an Eidus on Chiyav Mamin. Avada's Eidus on Chiyav Mamin. It's a Zaitik Adin that in order to be collect from the assignment, she has to swear. So that's something else. That's even though there's a Miyamer de Mishtaba, but that's not going to say that it's not an Eidus of Chiyav Mamin. And since the Eidechot saying Meis Baila is definitely an Eidus of Chiyav Mamin, so by not saying it, there'll be a Chiyav Karban Shvua. If anything, the Dvar Vam is medamit to a case of being mashbia shnei edim that you have a chayv etzel pliny. That even though the nitva, of course, would be neman to say parati, but still called an edus that's mechayv a karmen shvua, because the edus is the edus of chiyav mamin. Aye, there's a way out of the chiyav mamin. The nitva could say parati. The edim are just being made that there was a chayv mamin. That's not megarei and the edus on chiyav mamin. It's vait. It's of course an edus on chiyav mamin, even though there's a way out. So we hear also, and of course there'll be Chiv Karman Shvua if you don't say the Eidus. So we hear also then Eid Echad that should say Meis Baila is definitely an Eidus on Chiv Mamin. If Meis Baila, then she's permitted to remarry and there's a Chiv Ksuba, Chiv Mamin. By not saying the Eidus, you're mafsir to the Mamin. Aye, there's a din that she has to swear, Ein Afras, Nichs Yisayim, Liv Sifrel B'Shvua. That's a Zaitig a din, and it doesn't take away from the fact that we look at the Eidus as an Eidus on Chiv Mamin, and Avad there'll be a Chiv Karman Shvua. One last Ta'ara is that the Gemara says that Akol Moedim Beid Misa the Potter. Where's the case of the Eidecha that says Meis Baila that is Potter from a Karban Shvua? In the case that he tells her, Domalol Didav, the Amalula Bezdin. He told her and he didn't tell Bezdin. Rashi explains he told her out of Bezdin, Meis Balecha. He didn't say the Eid is in Bezdin. So now she could go into Bezdin and say Meis Baili. She doesn't need the aid. The din is like the Gemara tells to the Mishnah, Isha Sha'amra, Meis Baili Tinase. She's an amenas, so it's not the aid is not required. L'chari, we can clear what's the havan in the Gemara. Is the pshat in the Gemara because since she could say the aidus herself, she could say meis baili, so then it's like when there are two pairs of aidim, and the first pair of aidim is koifrin the aidus, that the din is the potim karban shvua because al kaima shnia, because you have another pair of aidim. So that means that the first pair of Eidim were not mafsid mamin, because there's always another pair of Eidim that could have said Eidus. Over here also, since she could say Meis Baili on her own, she doesn't need the nemanis of the Eidecha, she doesn't need the Eidecha, the MPA is neman Eidus Isha, she could say over Meis Baili. So the Eidecha is not mafsid mamin, because without his Eidus, she could say Meis Baili, and then she collects her ksuba. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that if the Eidecha tells the Isha that Meis Baila out of Bezdin, so then there's no more Chiyuv to be made. There's no din in L'yayiv no Savaynoi. It's like the din of a Melech that's potter from a Karman Shvua, because he's potter from the Lav and L'yayiv no Savaynoi. So Baruch Ber, in the Mich Shmuel, in the Sechs Yevamis, Simi Yid Aleph, wants a taina that it's the first tzad, that it's over here, by telling Lady Do, it doesn't take away the chi of edus. Avada is a chi of edus. The chi is made in Bezdin. But the fact that she's able to say it on her own, that just means it's kiel. There's two pairs of edus. There's no patur in the chi of leyaged. Avada is a chi of to be magin edus. Two pairs of edim. You're not going to say one pair of edim is patur from being made because there's another pair of edim. The zichra chi of leyaged and osa avoyna and every one of the pairs of edim. It's just that there's no chiyav carbon shvua if they're kaifer in the edus, because the edus can be niskayim through a tzveta, through the second pier. Over here also, l'chayra, there should be definitely a chiyuv to be made, but the p'tur of carbon shvua ba'im l'idido, not saying bezin, is not because no chiyuv to be made, it's because it's not him causing hefsid moment not being made, because she could on her own to go ahead and say over the edus. So therefore, it's not a hefsid moment. There's another inyan that just I'm not going to mention it briefly. I'm not going to go into it. Is that the Rishayim bring just the last? We said this last hour. One, the Rishayim bring a Kabbalah from the Ramban that every Aiden P'aid, if the Rishayim is kafar, and the Shein that says over his name is not nem. In other words, let's say the Eidechad says that I heard from a different Eidechad that makes Baila. And then the first aid comes and says it's not true. He's kaif from the edus. So the second one is not nemun. You don't say that kamok shemina tayir echad. Harei kishnayim is like two, and no, you're not nemun and echad afterwards. You don't say that. The kiveger is ma'ir that you don't chayir. You don't need the kabbalah's rabban. Even out the rabban's kabbalah, she can't get married because it's edechad amakrisha. So there's no ksuba. So then so the child is, why is not chayev a carbon shvua? You be mafsid the ksuba by saying that such edus. But it's a whole sugya, but it's just to bring out this, to know that there's such a thing as a kabbalah from the Ramban, that ben eid and p'eid, if the rishon is kafar, the shein that says a bishmai is not nemon. The ma'isa, there is, it lives a kasha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.